Speaker Mike Johnson to colleagues, Senate immigration deal dead on arrival in House. By Matthew Boyle on January 26, 2024. House Speaker Mike Johnson told his House colleagues in a letter on Friday morning that the Senate immigration and Ukraine funding deal is dead on arrival in the House if the Senate passes it. The letter, sent to House Republicans on Friday morning and obtained by Breitbart News, makes clear that the Speaker will not consider the Senate plan as written under any circumstances. I wanted to provide a brief update regarding the supplemental and the border, since the Senate appears unable to reach any agreement, Johnson wrote. If rumors about the contents of the draft proposal are true, it would have been dead on arrival in the House anyway. 9 months have now passed since we sent our Secure the Border Act, H.R. 2, to the Senate. As we have explained repeatedly, that bill contains the core legislative reforms that are necessary to actually compel the Biden administration to resolve the border catastrophe. The bill's provisions include transformative corrections, such as the Remain in Mexico policy, the end of catch and release, meaningful reforms to the existing broken asylum and parole systems, and continued construction of a wall at our southern border. Since the day I became Speaker, I have assured our Senate colleagues the House would not accept any counterproposal if it would not actually solve the problems that have been created by the administration's subversive policies. Letter final January 26, 2024 by Breitbart News on Scribd. By every account from every negotiator and party involved, the Senate plan will not do these things, so what Johnson is saying in effect is that the Senate can pursue whatever it likes. But the House will not be considering it under any circumstances. Johnson's throwdown against the Senate plan is no surprise. He had posted on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, earlier this month that it was a non-starter in the House. But Washington insiders had been trying to pressure him to back down since then, something he clearly is not going to do after this letter. It comes as Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell cooled on the Senate negotiations after former President Donald Trump, the leading candidate for president this year and essentially the presumptive nominee, has called on Johnson to reject any deal that is not perfect. McConnell told senators in a private meeting earlier this week that Trump's position on this changes things, and that he does not want to do anything to undermine the man he said will be the nominee of the party for president. But after McConnell walked away from the deal, establishment Republicans like Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, pushed to try to revive the failed talks and get McConnell engaged again. Romney lambasted Trump in comments to reporters on Capitol Hill, to which Trump replied via Truth Social, again reiterating his position that any deal must be perfect, otherwise the best outcome is no deal. Now, Johnson is basically taking Trump's exact position, laying out what a perfect deal would look like and saying that anything less than that is dead on arrival in the House. Later in the letter to colleagues, Johnson says that his office has identified 64 separate actions that Biden and his administration have taken proactively to open the U.S. border with Mexico to the world. He also said that the House will move forward with impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in the next 2 weeks. The facts show that President Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas have willfully ignored and actively undermined our nation's immigration laws, Johnson wrote. My office has documented at least 64 specific actions taken by his administration that effectively opened our border and instituted the current chaos. Rather than accept accountability, President Biden is now trying to blame Congress for what he himself intentionally created. The American people know better. And that's why public opinion polls show the country has overwhelmingly sided with us on this issue. When we return next week, by necessity, the House Homeland Security Committee. By necessity, we'll move forward with articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas. A vote on the floor will be held as soon as possible thereafter. What's more, Johnson continued by noting that Biden could prove that he wants to negotiate in good faith with Congress by taking executive action now to stop the flow of migrants into the United States, something Biden could do but simply refuses to. Many of our constituents have asked an important question. What is the point of negotiating new laws with an administration that will not enforce the laws already on the books? Johnson wrote. If President Biden wants us to believe he is serious about protecting our national sovereignty, he needs to demonstrate his good faith by taking immediate actions to secure it. He should sign an order right now to end the mass release of illegals and dangerous persons into our country. If he wants our conference to view him as a good faith negotiator, he can start with the stroke of a pen. Johnson also said that he has communicated these points directly to Biden in writing, over the phone, and in meetings in person at the White House. I have made these demands to the president repeatedly. In a letter late last year, in a phone call 2 weeks ago, and again at our meeting in the Cabinet Room last week, Johnson said. I relayed to him the shocking information we gathered on our trip to Eagle Pass, Texas, earlier this month with 64 House Republicans, and I delivered the pleas of our brave Border Patrol agents and law enforcement officers there on the ground. I insisted to the president that the American people can no longer tolerate the record encounters with illegals, 302,000 plus in December alone, the overwhelming number of deaths from fentanyl poisoning, human trafficking, the admission of terrorists into our country, and the crushing burdens his policies are inflicting upon all our states and communities. Johnson concluded the letter by noting to his colleagues that the House Republicans stand with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who also now has the support of 25 GOP governors across America, in his effort to secure Texas's border. I made clear that we stand with Texas Governor Greg Abbott in his heroic efforts to protect the citizens of his state and all Americans. And I am emphasizing again today that House Republicans will vigorously oppose any policy proposal from the White House or Senate that would further incentivize illegal aliens to break our laws, Johnson wrote.